I want to talk to you this morning about Matthew chapter 25, the story about the 10 virgins. Five wise and five foolish. In verse 1, then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were foolish, thoughtless, silly, and careless, and five were wise. Farsighted, they were practical and sensible. For when the foolish took their lamps, they did not take any extra oil with them. But the wise took flasks of oil along with their lamps. Now while the bridegroom was delayed, they all began to nod off and they fell asleep. But at midnight there was a shout, "Look, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him." Then all those virgins who got up and put their own lamps in order, trimmed the wicks and added oil and lit the lamps. Verse 8, but the foolish virgin said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, because our lamps are going out." But the wise replied, "No, otherwise there will not be enough for us and for you too. Go instead to the dealers and buy oil for yourselves." But while they were going away to buy oil, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding feast, and the door was shut and locked. Later, the other also came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he replied, "I assure you and most solemnly say to you, I do not know you. We have no relationship. Therefore, be on the alert, be prepared and ready, for you do not know the day nor the hour when the Son of Man comes." I do not know you. These would be some of the most devastating words a person could ever hear coming from the Lord Jesus Christ. I do not know you. And what's interesting about that statement is he wasn't really concerned whether they knew him or not or about him. He said, "I don't know you." I wonder how many people are in churches today that would say, "I know Jesus," but on the other hand, would Jesus say, "Do I know you? Have I understood your way? Do I know what you're about?" I wonder what's that like when we think about our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I wonder, does he know us when we don't take time for his world? When we don't take time to be interested in the things that he is interested in? When we don't take time to meditate on who he is, does he know me? Does God know me? Does he know my name? Does he know who I am? I believe we have an opportunity, all of us have a wonderful opportunity to live our lives in such a way that Jesus will know us. But I believe the way for that is to get into his world. How can I be getting involved in your world, Jesus, so that you will know me better? So that when it comes to that time, when I meet you, whether you come to get me, Lord, or whether I go to be with you. You see, the wise virgins, they always lived ready. They were concerned about the groom that was coming. They planned it out. They were wise enough to see that they had to live, understand what was happening in the bridegroom's life in order to be ready when he came. And I believe you and I living in this world today, waiting, you know, we're waiting for Jesus. I pray that that's one of the things that we are longing for, to see the Lord Jesus come, return to earth and set up his earthly kingdom. And we to go to be with him. If we will live ready at all times, if we will be a people who will live in such a way to declare, "I want to be known by Jesus. I want to be known by him. I want to know who he is, but I want him to know me." Father, I thank you for Jesus. I thank you for the word of God that is absolutely so powerful. I declare, God, we come to understand that your word includes the Lord Jesus Christ. And to know your word is to know him. And Father, I ask, dear God, that you help us to have an understanding of what it means to walk in Jesus' world. Lord, to be concerned about the things that he's concerned with. Lord, put on our hearts the things that are on your heart, I pray. that Jesus Christ might be exalted in our lives, that he, being the King of glory, might one day look down upon us and say, well done, good and faithful servant. I've known you. I've seen your work. I've seen what you sacrificed. I've seen what you put your hand to. I've known you.